Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Tuesday, February 13th. U.S. equity futures are in the red. You have S&P futures down 17 points. That is about 33 basis points. NASDAQ futures are underperforming, down 97 points. That's about 55 basis points. And you have Dow futures off about 60 points, which is just 15 basis points. In Europe, you're looking at the SX5E index, down 70 basis points, but the broader SAM X-ray Peter index, the SXXP, is only off about 20 basis points. So you're seeing pretty aggressive selling in tech in Europe, down about 2.5%. You're also seeing some softness in media and then a little bit of industrials, but tech is really the big area of weakness in Europe this morning. And there's actually a decent amount of green. So healthcare, telecom, energy, banks, insurers, basic resources, chemicals, and autos are all doing quite well this morning. So similar dynamic to what you saw in the U.S. yesterday. It's definitely, profit-taking call, what you want to call it, and it happening in tech following a very parabolic move where the group had become very overbought, very overowned, and there's now, there's now profit-taking taking place. And then just quickly turning to Asia, you had strong gains in Japan. The Nikkei rallied 2.9%. Korea and India also in the green. Mainland China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan all were closed. So I think a few dynamics are at work so far this morning. Like I said, in tech, definitely seeing a shift, at least in near-term price momentum. This was clearly evident in the U.S. yesterday, and then it seems to be translating into Europe this morning. There were a few underwhelming earnings reports out last night in the U.S. on the tech front. None of them were particularly huge, major companies, but Arista, Cadence, Lattice, Teradata, and then in Europe, you had Siltronic, all underwhelming results and or guidance. That's more an excuse, in my view, than a real driver. Like I said, I just think the price action in tech was completely unsustainable in the near term, and this is just some of that excess being wrung out of the group. On the macro front, you did have a hot UK wage number, but you also did have a downside soft Swiss CPI. We obviously get the US CPI in a few hours, expected to show pretty meaningful disinflation both on core and headline. I think at this point the headline numbers are important, but also it's going to be the components that will be critical. Remember, Fed officials have talked about how they want to see a broadening in the sources of disinflation, away from just goods towards more services, towards housing. So the composition is going to become a lot more critical as we go forward with these inflation numbers versus just the overall headline reading. You have had a big repricing in Fed expectations over the last several weeks. So, the perceived odds of a move in March are down below 20%, and you're actually down below 70% for a cut at the May meeting as well. So you don't really have aggressive expectations with regards to rate cuts, then Fed officials probably are not too upset by the present state of expectations with regards to policy. So, barring a dramatic reacceleration of inflation and a real just complete shift, whereby you see goods prices really start to spike higher, you see services stay very resilient, you see housing stay resilient. Unless that takes place, which I don't think it will. I think we are on a path of disinflation, and you're going to get to the point where the Fed will be cutting rates and then also slowing quantitative tightening, which is, a crucial component to policy. Those are most of the big headlines out this morning. Relatively quiet in terms of big news. And then on the calendar for today, so the CPI at 8:30, and then you have a bunch of earnings before the open. GlobalFoundries, Hasbro, Coca-Cola, Marriott, Moody's, and Shopify. After the close, you get Airbnb, AIG, Akamai, Lyft, MGM. And then you also have the special House election in Long Island, which will be very important. This is a very, very purple district, so a pretty decent barometer just as far as the broader electorate. And those are all of the big trends and themes for today. Thank you, everyone, for listening.